/CARBGUIDE. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I am in the studio with Alex Leaf all week this week. We have a special Casual Friday in his honor. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl.
For those of you who don't know, Alex Leaf is the news director here at Superhuman Radio, a great contributor to the knowledge base here, and he's been training with me and Elisa, and he's even getting our diet straightened out. That's pretty exciting. We have a great show today, Science for Humans. We're going to talk about the never-ending question from women. Can I use creatine? Or if I use it, will I get bulky like a man? How much water weight will I put on? Blah, blah, blah. We're going to find out. Then, which factors are most important for strength development? Patrick Dolan is going to be joining us for that one. And then lastly, I get messages often from people saying, whatever happened to kinetic cream? That stuff was great. Can we still buy it? So we've got Dr. Craig Banks coming on to talk about where in the world is kinetic cream. So stay tuned for that. Let's roll.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Carl, how's it going? Hey, Alex.
Hey, Jeff.
So here we go. This is a question that I hear all the time. In fact, Elisa just shared text messages with a friend of hers named Tracy. Now, this question was posed by Michelle in Washington, so we don't want to missed the opportunity to mention her. But Elisa just got this question the other day from a girl who said, I bought creatine and then my daughter's boyfriend said, don't take it. It'll make me hold water, make me bulky like a man. Women really believe that about creatine, huh?
They do, you know, and this, I probably have seen this question a dozen times here the last couple weeks. So, but yeah, they do believe it. And I think it comes down to, you know, most men don't understand it, but women really don't. And the problem is they're listening to some guy, which is usually their boyfriend, their son, you know, someone who is giving some uneducated information to them.
So what exactly is creatine? Is creatine an amino acid?
It is derived from amino acids. But, you know, creatine is essentially a substance that, and you know, we do call it an amino acid, but it's essential for life. No creatine in your body, you cease to exist. It's one of the very few compounds that life cannot exist without. It's so important that our body actually manufactures it because we need that. You know, a lot of people think about, you know, energy, and they only think about carbohydrates and sugar. They don't realize that creatine is actually the main catalyst, you know, behind that whole ATP production. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, without that, life doesn't go on. So very, very important. You know, what Michelle is talking about now is more from the supplement part of things. But you got to keep in mind that nature put creatine into meat. So again, you know, it's in the animal sources, so we can get creatine from our meat sources. Depending on how we cook it, depends on, you know, how much creatine we're actually getting in and not converting to creatinine. So those are kind of two things you know, that you got to keep in mind, and don't confuse, you know, creatine with creatinine.
Okay, a couple points. Meats with the highest level of creatine, pork followed by tuna, followed by beef. So if you eat pork, tuna, or beef, you're getting creatine in your diet. So that should at least make some people feel a little bit more comfortable with the supplement. Because it's coming in any of the most of the animal proteins you eat, so that's an interesting factor. So let's talk about creatine. Okay, I'm sorry. Good.
Well, I was going to say, and you know, women's body are producing creatine also. So again, you know, for someone to say, "Oh, don't take creatine; it's going to make you fat or bloaty," you know, there is a reason why that happens. So again, it isn't the actual creatine; it's now moving over into the supplement realm, because I don't think I've ever heard of anybody holding weight from eating tuna fish, have you?
No, not at all. Now, creatinine, we hear about creatinine when we go for our CBC blood panel once a year, because they look at the levels of creatinine in the blood as an indication of muscle breakdown, right?
Well, yeah, and that's part of how the measurement of your kidneys, because what you got to remember is, being that this process is a normal process, our body produces creatine, we spend it, we burn it, we use it. The bile waste, kind of like when you burn gasoline, there is exhaust, is creatinine. So it's a normal process. So our body is able to rid that creatinine through our kidneys. So by getting your creatinine levels checked, there is a normal amount that should be coming through the kidneys that you will see. And I forget how many deciliters per liter or something that's measured. And when there is an issue, higher creatinine levels or extremely low, you know, again, that is an indication of some type of kidney issue. But that's why they look at those type of things.
Now, in hard training individuals, doctors will often misdiagnose them with high creatinine levels, when in reality, if you are training 5, 4, 5, 6 days a week, and you have a lot of muscle turnover, you're going to have higher creatinine levels, even if you're not supplementing with creatine. So if you go to your doctor and he goes, "My goodness, your creatinine levels are so high, we think there's something wrong with your kidneys," you may want to say, "Look, doc, I train 5 days a week, heavy resistance training. Could that be contributing to it?" Because that is what's contributing to it. Any opinions on that?
Well, yeah. And, you know, most doctors, if they have some intelligence, you know, they look at somebody who works out and they see that they've got more muscle. They know things aren't going to function like, I call them an abnormal person, but like a normal person.
Or Arnold used to call them regular people.
Yeah, regular people. There you go. You know, again, the more muscle you have, sometimes things aren't like the normal. It's like looking at the body weight chart and saying somebody like you or me, being, you know, 230 pounds, we're overweight for our height.
Right.
No, it doesn't work. We have our own scale of things. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, eating more protein, training harder, having more muscle, you could see some elevated creatinine levels. But, again, they aren't going to be off the chart. They're going to be elevated compared to the regular people.
Now, one last thing. Rhabdomyolysis is a situation where so much muscle breakdown has occurred that the kidneys can't clear the creatinine out of the system fast enough. And this could lead to death, actually. And this is seen in a lot of athletes who do extreme CrossFit type things, where they just destroy their bodies and they end up in the hospital vomiting. And so creatinine is not anything to just take lightly. If it gets too high, it can kill you.
Well, and the thing you got to remember, you know, I wrote a book about 10, 11 years ago called The Dangers of Creatinine. And it's still out there on Amazon and other online places, Barnes & Noble. But boy, did I take a lot of heat from the supplement industry, because people were trying to tell me that creatinine is safe. One guy even said he was going to come out with a creatinine supplement. I'm like, you're ridiculous. Creatinine is not good. It's a bile waste. I mean, too much creatinine will kill you. I remember doing a study with Carl with mice, where I suggested them to pure creatinine, and they were so lethargic that you would have thought they were drunk.
Right, right.
I mean, so again, you know, their bodies just quit working right. So again, you know, you got to be careful, because The problem with kidney failure is you don't know it happened until it happens, and it's irreversible.
Right.
So again, you know, we're not. I'm not trying to scare and say don't use creatine. No, you need it. But again, you know, you got to be conscious about creatinine, whether it's from, you know, eating a lot of red meat and burning the heck out of it, which is by converting that creatine to creatinine, or taking creatine supplements in excess or ones that contain a lot of creatinine. Now, that doesn't mean your kidneys are going to fail in a week or two. Nobody knows. No one has subjected a human to creatinine to see how long it takes for those kidneys to fail. But again, you know, if you know something is dangerous, smoking causes cancer. You know,
don't smoke.
I mean, I'm sorry. You know, be aware that creatinine is a potential danger, and it could lead to death. I mean, you know, besides kidney failure and everything else.
So let's go back to the supplements for a second. Back in the day when creatine first hit the market, it was said you had a load for the first 5 days, 20 grams a day, then back down to a maintenance dose of 5 to 10 grams a day. Was that loading phase a bad idea in retrospect?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, you know, I was the first one, as you know, that actually introduced the creatine monohydrate to the supplement industry. And there was a little research study that came out first overseas, and then it was published here, talking about the benefits of loading creatine to get more creatine into the muscle. It wasn't a very good study. It wasn't done with a lot of people, from what I recall, but the companies that I manufactured it for use that as a marketing ploy, because you got to remember, it sold for about $100 for 100 grams. So if you could get someone to load, they would need three bottles in the first month. That's $300 worth of revenue, and people were paying it. So it was more of a marketing ploy than anything else, because, again, your body can only use so much creatine. You can only store so much creatine. What happens to the excess? It is converted to creatinine. You got to get rid of it. So
okay.
Again,
so now here's the big question. So back in the day when you would load, I did it, everybody did it. Alex, have you ever done a five-day load of creatine?
No. When I started creatine, I was already under the impression I just needed to take a low dose consistently, and
yes,
I would get there eventually.
And that's what we learned. We learned that that's actually the case. But back in the day when you did 20 grams a day for 5 days, you put on anywhere from 5 to 8 pounds in those 5 days, and people went, this is all muscle. They thought that it was like a hyperanabolic steroid. Oh, my God. But the reality is, was that all stored creatine in the muscle, or was that the creatinine overflow that causes water retention?
Well, you know, again, it's the excess water retention, but a lot of it is from creatinine because, again, we now have proven that creatine monohydrate, any kind of creatine, instantaneously converts to creatinine. Well, what does your body want to do when you take in a poison, a toxin? It wants to flush it out. So you're going to be sending water. So, again, you know, part of that was from the creatinine, just your body trying to flush out some of this poison. The other thing was just the fact that, you know, that's part of what creatine does, especially in excess, is it wants to hold more water at the muscle. So, again, you know, that was not healthy, you know, holding that much water weight. People were having trouble breathing, increased blood pressure. But, you know, again, to the average schmo, you know, he thought he was gaining, you know, 5 or 10 pounds in the first 2 weeks. And
it must be muscle.
After that, it actually worked. Then people started to see some of the benefits, you know. But, again, you know, the water retention was still an ongoing issue. You would take a sock off and you would see that indent because
right,
your foot was, you know, puffy. And that's why in the beginning, women who tried it, you know, guys sometimes can get away with, you know, their gut sticking out, especially now. I mean, you know, that's normal to have a big old belly.
Right.
Where women don't like that. You know, they didn't like that water retention. So a lot of women got off creatine just for that reason. And the myth continues. You know, people hear about it. But again, it's usually from some woman who didn't try it, but she read something online or, you know, somebody's boyfriend doesn't want their girlfriend to be too muscular, you know, or gain weight, you know.
Well, women hate, if you say anything makes you retain water. I mean, for instance, growth hormone will make you retain water. Women will be like, I don't want to use growth hormone because I don't want to retain. If you tell a woman that anything will make them retain water, even if it's something great, and that water retention is actually beneficial from a biological standpoint, they don't want it because that makes the scale go up. And anything that makes the scale go up, a woman does not want. So this is where it becomes a slippery slope. There is a way for women to take advantage of creatine and recognize the benefits of creatine, but not experience any of the water gain. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come out on the other side of the break. Because this also applies to men. Alex Leaf kind of alluded to it a little while ago. So stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans, and we'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole Adderall's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Gallini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about creatine for women. Men get it. We use creatine. We're not afraid of it. Okay. But women are afraid of it, and they shouldn't be, because creatine is very beneficial for women as well. One of the things that is never discussed about creatine is the research that shows improvements in cognition, improvements in skin quality that's been damaged by the sun, and a suppression of homocysteine, because homocysteine is produced by the body during the creatine kinase cycle, the process that we actually manufacture creatine in our body. One of the spin-off metabolites from that process is homocysteine, which is a direct marker of heart disease. So when you supplement with creatine, lots of wonderful things can happen. But women don't get it. They're afraid of creatine. So Dr. J, what's the answer? What should women be doing so that they can leverage the benefits of creatine but not being afraid of the water weight gain?
Well, just to kind of conclude where we left off real quick, you know, I wanted to say that, you know, creatine, I mean, whether you manufacture it, it comes from food or from a supplement, it helps to retain water inside the cells. I mean, that's good. That's good for performance. It's good for your health. I mean, that's part of it. What you don't want is that subcutaneous water, which that's really where the big water retention comes. That's from the creatinine.
Mm-hmm.
So what women can do, like Michelle's question went on to talk about, you know, did crealcaline fix this problem? Yeah. First of all, you know, creatine monohydrate is the only form of creatine that you want to use. I'm sorry, all the other forms, they're only a small percentage of creatine, you know, 60%, 50%, 40%. So you lose the benefit, but you got higher creatinine levels. The problem with creatine monohydrate is it's not stable. The minute it hits solution, it starts to convert to creatinine. That means you are ingesting creatinine. So what I developed was crealcaline, which basically fixed that flaw, stabilized that creatine so that it wouldn't convert to creatinine in solution. So, Michelle, you know, what you want to do is you want to use crealcaline. Now, depending on, you know, what it is you're trying to do, I usually recommend women just taking one cap, 750 milligrams. Now, all the guys out there are going to go, oh, that doesn't do anything. Yes, it does. You know, first of all, you're not a woman. You know, now if you're a competitive bodybuilder or a figure or fitness, you know, something on along that line, then I would probably put you on a little bit more. But if you just want to be healthy, have more energy, better skin, feel better, all you got to do is take 750 milligrams in the morning. It doesn't matter when you do it. The best is the consistency that you do it every day. So I like replenishing those creatine stores first thing in the morning.
So the magic is really, is the magic in just the fact that crealcaline is buffered, or is it also by not overdoing the creatine intake in general?
You got two things. So, you know, my studies, I went up to as much as 12 or 13 grams of crealcaline, and I found that it actually worked less effectively than lower dosages. So, first of all, it is the fact that it's buffered, so we aren't taking in any creatinine. So now we've eliminated this subcutaneous water, you know, kind of your body's defense to flush that out. The second is you don't need to take a whole lot of it. So, you know, maybe with some of the other creatines, you might have to take more. But again, my recommendation, even if you don't want to use crealcaline, don't use a whole lot. You don't need to use much. It's all marketing. And as you see now, everybody is recommending 1.5 grams a day, where when I first came out with that back in 2001, you know, people were like, oh, that's not enough, not enough. Now they all are lowering their dosages because they know I was right.
Yeah. And then the other thing is a mindset. Women need to understand that the scale changing is not a bad thing.
Right.
Well, let me rephrase that. if the scale goes up, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Just the way if the scale goes down, it's not necessarily a good thing. You know, there's lots of people out there who have chronic diseases that result in cachexia that would give anything not to lose weight. The scale keeps going down further and further. We have to abandon once and for all this notion that all weight loss is good and all weight gain is bad. If you are gaining weight and it's in your muscles, that's a wonderful thing because muscle is metabolic currency. It's what burns calories just sitting still. So the more muscle you have, the greater metabolic rate you have, the more calories you can take in without supplying the body with fuel for fat. I mean, it just gets better and better and better. And women need to start to embrace muscle.
Yeah. And the better you look. So, you know, throw your scale out. I mean, the scale is the most ridiculous thing ever sold. I don't know who they're in cahoots with, but the scale doesn't mean anything. So many people say, oh, I weighed myself in the morning, and I'm not going to eat tomorrow because by nighttime, I gained 7 pounds.
Yeah.
I weighed again. No, go with the mirror. How do you feel? How do you look? If you really want to dial it in, get some of those inexpensive calipers and actually measure your body fat. Because like you said, Carl, if you are exercising, you are training, you're going to put on some muscle. And I always say muscle weighs more than fat.
It does.
You know, you should be gaining some weight. But leaning up, you should be able to see some stomach muscles, some ab muscles, maybe a couple veins here or there. But again, you should feel better. So get rid of the scale. Use the mirror. Use your clothes. Get you some calipers, you know, measure some body fat if you really want to dial it in to know what is good and what's not good.
Now, any women that are listening to the show today, any way for them to get a free sample of Crealkaline Supplement Santa?
Absolutely. I'm good friends with Supplement Santa now.
Yeah, I heard. I heard you have a direct line to him.
Him and I are good friends. Yeah, you know what? If you have not tried creatine and you want to try it, go to Superhuman Radio, look for Ask the Scientist. Make sure you put your name and your address, your full mailing address, and just say, hey, I want to try some of that creatine you guys talked about, and I'll send you out a free sample. Or go to Dr. Jeff Galini Facebook, and you can message me there, or right on the Facebook page, you'll see test drive or free samples or something like that. You can just hit that and also put your information in. I will send you some absolutely free because I want you to see how beneficial it is for you to helping you to reach your goals. I'm telling you, it will be like night and day. Anyone who is on a stump, you're not making any gains, you're not losing, get on some Crealkaline and watch what happens.
There you go. So that doesn't get better than that. Test drive it before you plunk down your money. What does that say? Dr. J, as always, brother, thank you for what you do.
Thank you much. Good talking to everybody, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Patrick Dahlin. We're going to be talking about the things that are most important if your goal is strength increases in strength training. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbaline.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbaline.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I
Welcome back. So we all want to get stronger. And actually, we just had this question yesterday on the Blueprint Power Hour. What are the things that are most important to strength development? We're going to be talking now with Patrick Dahlin all the way from Sweden. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So tell me, before we get started, tell the audience a little bit about you, your background, what you do within the sports and nutrition community.
Yes, so my background is that I'm a trained biochemist, so I studied biochemistry 5 years at the university. And after that, I've been working with research and development in mainly two areas. One is pharmaceutical industry. I've been working with developing new drugs. And I've also been working in the sports nutrition company with developing new products for sports nutrition.
Okay, so from the discussion at hand here, what are some of the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to trying to develop strength training protocols?
Well, I think the biggest mistakes very much depends on who you talk to and how you do. But I do know that generally when people and researchers in general try different strength protocols, they generally test one factor at a time. And out in the industry, when I learned to optimize things, we never tested one factor at a time because that will lead you to misleading conclusion. We always used a different approach. And it's really this approach that we have used at an organization called Black Belt Nutrition, where we focus on research going directly from the research board to the general public. We don't do research to present it to other researchers. We do it to present it for the public. And one of our focus area is strength training.
So when we talk about the most important factors for strength development, what are they?
Yes, so I think I need to just back a little bit. What we did is that there are quite many good research studies out there that look at different factors. But they all look at one factor at a time. So what we wanted to do was to look at a number of different studies and look at a number of different factors. And we included in this kind of meta study all the factors that we thought were of interest. And I can go them through here. So one of them is protein, both the daily consumption of protein, protein post-workout, also the form of protein, and we also included some different type of amino acid supplements in that factor. Besides that, we also looked at carbohydrates, and we looked at creatine. We looked at the load if you're doing lightweight or heavyweight. We looked at how many sets you're doing for each exercise. We looked at the training frequency if you're working out the same muscle group once, twice, or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
We also looked at if you use a linear or a progressive protocol. We looked at initial strength also. If you do this kind of study, you have to include if the athletes already are strong or if they are beginners. The ones that are totally novice beginners, we didn't exclude them. We didn't want them in the study because we didn't want to see when people learn to do a move. We wanted to see when the muscle gets stronger.
Right.
So everyone who had been training less than 3 months, they were excluded from the study.
Okay. So what you basically are saying is instead of looking at just one thing, you looked at all of these factors to find out what the most effective levels and or approaches were for each of these, and all together the gestalt produced the greatest gains in strength.
Yeah, that is exactly correct. Ideally, of course, you would want to do this study yourself, but it would be a very big study and it would cost a fortune. And the way you would do it, if you did all this yourself, is that you would set up a design where you vary all of these, it's 10 factors. What you've also done is that you vary them once at a time, that you change the protein needs, and then you look at, for instance, how many sets you should do and so on. But that approach doesn't work very well for optimizing any kind of system, because it assumes that all the factors are independent. So if you optimize your protein needs and at the same time you only do one set of training, you might find one value for protein. But
right.
Then if you do five sets of training, you find a different value.
Right.
So therefore, all of these factors have to be changed simultaneously, but they have to be changed according to patterns that you then can back extract which factor was causing what, and more importantly, which factors that are synergistically contributing to your gains.
So
what we...
Good, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, so this type of statistics is quite often used in the commercial industry to improve car engines and so on, but it's not used very much in the world of academy, mm-hmm. in particular within nutrition and medicine. It's used by chemists in some cases, but almost never in the area of nutrition or strength training. Since we, of course, could afford to run, you would need to do something between 32 and 64 studies to do this. We said like this, okay, if we look at all the studies out there, might it be so that people, by coincidence, have been doing exactly the studies that you need to do to kind of solve this puzzle? Because you can't calculate which study you need to do before you do the studies. So that is what we did. We looked at what studies you need to do, and then we searched the web for these studies. And almost to my surprise, we pretty much found all the studies we needed to do this analysis.
So this was not a review or meta-analysis of existing studies that fit certain criteria. This is actually a study that you performed on a cohort, right?
Yeah, so these kind of studies aren't done at all if you look in published research within nutrition. You can find them in other areas, but not within nutrition or not in medicine either. Mm-hmm. They're used by pharmaceutical companies to make more profit, but they're not used to in academic research.
How many individuals were in this study?
So in total, I actually don't have the number, but there were about 50 different studies, and all of these studies had at least 10 participants. It varied, well, some were 8. It varied from 8 to 50, 60 in each study.
Wow.
So in total, quite many people.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, so let's start to talk about what was elucidated, what you learned. Should we start with protein,
yeah,
or how you go and take it? I don't know where we start. Where do we start?
Yes, we can start with timing of supplements because the way this is done is that you will get not one answer, you will get a number of different answers. So we can start with nutritional timing, and I'm particularly talking about something that often is referred to as the anabolic window.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if I take my post-workout supplements or if you eat food directly after workout right away, or can I eat them at any time during the day? And our conclusion here is that it has an influence. You should take your post-workout supplements post-workout.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait too long, the effect will be lower.
So what? So wait. So Patrick, what is too long? Do I need to have my post-workout meal or a drink immediately after training, or can I wait an hour?
Yeah, so this was the average result of this model. All of this is built with a model, and then we kind of validate the results by looking into actual research. So according to the model, there's an average difference if you take it right away, which usually is defined as within 1 hour in most studies. Most studies did try if you took it right away, which they meant within an hour, and then the other option was to take it morning and evening. So no study has really looked at 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and so on, so you can get an exact dose response on it. But it also depends which kind of supplements you take. This was the average outcome for the three different ingredients we looked at. And we looked at protein, carbohydrates, and creatine. And we also looked at all of these combinations, what happens if you take protein and carbohydrates, or protein and creatine, or creatine and carbohydrates, or all three of them at the same time, or if you just take one of them individually. So the average outcome of that is that it has an influence if you take it right away.
Patrick, this is Alex Leaf, and I have a question on when you're looking at the dosing for the supplements in morning versus night and the such, are you ensuring that protein intake is the same between the two groups? Like, you're not just having one group add in a protein shake, but you're making sure total protein intake across the day is equivalent.
Yes. So in the studies, we have used data from other studies. But we have, of course, controlled for that. So one of the factors in this model is the total intake of protein as well. So what I'm talking about here is the independent effect of taking the supplements right away after training, independently of how much you eat during the entire day.
Okay, and did
it... So that's a very valid question. Otherwise, it gets confound.
Yeah, and what about the time of training? I know there can be differences... if you train in the afternoon because you already have food in you versus when you train in the morning, then that post-workout shake would be your first meal, assuming you're training fasted. So how did the time that the participants were training interact with this?
Yeah, so unfortunately, there were a number of factors that we wanted to include, and one of them was the time of when you train, but we couldn't include that. We didn't find enough data to include that in the study.
Mm.
One other we couldn't include was rest between sets. Only very few studies actually stated what resting time was. In many studies, they didn't say anything. So there are a few factors that we couldn't include that we wanted to include. And the timing of the training during the day was one of them that we actually don't know anything about.
Okay. We have to take a break. And this is going to be an exciting interview, I can promise you, because what we're going to end up with at the end of this interview is a formulary approach to the things that need to be done in order to have the greatest leverage in strength increases. This is going to be a wonderful interview. Stay tuned. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. The world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So we're trying something. We should have Patrick on Skype now. Can you hear me okay, Patrick?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Oh, that's much better.
Much better.
Much better.
Great.
Okay. So let's start approaching this. So from a protein, a creatine carbohydrate standpoint, the best thing is to get that meal in, quickly. Did you come up with any ideal ratios, or is that based on the weight of the subject?
Well, not ideal ratios, but if we can, let's do like this. We go to protein and then to carbs and creatine, and then we can talk about the ratios of them.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah, you're jumping to the end right away.
Okay, so let's talk about regarding, the protein.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so if we start with protein, because I said the nutritional timing on average has an effect, but the effect is not equal, so it's most important for protein to take that right away. If you take creatine, for instance, it seems to be somewhat better to take it right after training, but you can, it doesn't matter that much. You can take it any time. As long as you're building up your creatine levels in the body, creatine will have an effect over time. For protein, though, if we go back to that, protein had a very, very strong effect on your strength development. And if you look at different types of protein, it's really the milk-based proteins that are the best, whey protein followed by casein protein. We did also look at soy protein and some other options, but they do not have the same beneficial effect as whey protein. And one important thing with the protein is that you need to reach about 3 gram of leucine post-workout to stimulate muscle growth the best. If you go over that, not much more is happening. So if you are taking, so we're talking about something like 25, 30 gram of typical whey protein. If you go more of that, not much is happening. You're basically making your urine a little bit more expensive.
Now, Patrick, were you able to divide the results between young and older resistance training individuals? Because we know that as people age, they suffer from an anabolic resistance that requires them to intake higher levels of protein to stimulate maximal protein synthesis.
Yeah. No, we could not include that. There were too few studies on older people. So everything I say here is valid for men between 20, well, perhaps 18 and 40 years. Women, we didn't have enough data on women either to include them in the study. The data we had on women indicated that they behaved fairly similar to men, actually. And as you say, for older people, it seems that you actually need more protein. Okay. One thing that was a little bit surprising here was among people that are fairly new to strength training and people that have been training for many years. It actually looks like that the people that have been training for many years needs somewhat less protein, not more protein as I kind of expected originally.
Wow.
But it's not that big difference. If you take 25 gram protein as a beginner, the advanced trainee will perhaps need 22 grams. It's not a huge difference, but it still was statistically significant. But the reason probably is that if you train your body to do exercise, you train your body to absorb protein, you become better at it.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay, what about carbohydrate consumption? Is it really critical that we have carbohydrates in our post-workout meal?
Carbohydrate is an interesting one because if you look at strength, adding carbohydrate, first of all, carbohydrate alone does not promote any strength gain, but I think most people already know that. The big question is if carbohydrate mixed with protein will promote greater strength gains, and it did not. In fact, there was a slight decrease in strength gains if you added carbohydrate to the protein. Not much, but it was statistically significant. Also, what we could see is that if you add carbohydrate to your post-workout formula, your lean mass actually increase a little bit more, and your muscle size increase a little bit more. You also add about 2 pounds of fat over the 2 month period in the test we looked at. But you did not get stronger. In fact, the strength increase was about 10% lower. So that tells us that something else is going on, and it probably is related to sarcoplastic hypertrophy, because that would make the muscle cell grow, but it will not make it stronger.
But, okay, so what about the type of carbohydrate? Does this, I mean, some people have sweet potatoes, other people have, dextrose. Does it matter?
Yeah, so in the studies we included here, they were all based on supplements. So it was whey and some kind of dextrose,
right.
Glucose polymer of different sizes. Right. And the ratios here was about 20 to 30 gram protein, and then it was two times or three times more of that of carbohydrates.
Okay, so that's...
Then you get these effects that I'm talking
about. You have a question?
And I'm assuming just like with protein, caloric intake for the day was controlled for in your models?
Yes, we included caloric intake as well as total protein intake. And pretty much everyone today uses about 2 grams of protein per kilo body weight because they have learned that that is about the optimal range.
Well, not everyone's learned.
Yeah, not us stupid people, not us stupid older guys that are 58 years old. I haven't been eating any carbs for so many years now that Alex has determined that I'm really suffering as a result of my carbophobia, and I'm actually going to start integrating more carbohydrates into my diet now. So not all of us. We all didn't get that message. Okay, so let's move past the nutrition for a second, and let's start talking about the training, the loads, the sets, the frequency, the progressions. What did we learn from observing this to find the sweet spot in training to go along with the nutrition?
Yes. First of all, if we compare the nutrition component and the training component all together, because we can kind of clump them and see the total result for them, the outcome was also, at least from my point of view, surprising. So if you do a 10-week study and people train and they have different ways to train and they take different type of nutrition and have different type of protein consumption over the day, 50% of the outcome, or 49% to be precisely, was dictated by the nutritional factors.
Wow.
And only 21% by the training factors.
Wow.
Then there is about 30% left, which can be factors we didn't include, like when you train and so on. But I suspect that a large part of that is also genetics.
So it really is true. You know, what you do in the gym is a small percentage of the outcome of your strength and muscle gains. It's what you do outside the gym. Interesting.
Well, obviously, if you train totally ridiculously, if you do one set on a light weight, nothing will happen. But in the studies we included, no one trained like that. All of them, most of them were between 3 sets and 5 sets for each movement. So if we go back then to, I just wanted to highlight that the nutrition was so important. If we look at the sets, for example, it didn't matter much if you did 3 sets, 4 sets, or 5 sets. However, there were some differences. If you took creatine, for instance, then one more set is beneficial for you. If you did not take creatine, one more set didn't do anything for you. Also, if you're an advanced trainee that already are strong, and the way we assessed if people were strong or not was that we took what they took in bench press and in some other measures and divided it with the body weight. So for bench press, for instance, if you are taking 1.6 times your own body weight in bench press, then we would consider you one of the stronger people in this study because that was the stronger people in the study. And for people that are fairly strong, they can also benefit from one more set. So the conclusion is that beginners should stick to 3 sets. If you've been training for some years, you can do 4 sets. If you've been training some years and take creatine, you might even benefit from 5 sets.
So it sounds to me that the linkage between creatine and progression is that the muscle must experience some sort of substrate deprivation. It must reach a point where the muscle is struggling to do the work, which obviously is extended by something like creatine, and I would even imagine beta-alanine. No matter what you do, you must go to that point where the muscle is failing and it is not able to rely on intramuscular glycogen to keep it going, to send the signal that we need to supercompensate for the next workout.
Yes, exactly. Basically, if you train and your creatine levels get depleted, or actually it's the creatine phosphate level that get depleted, because that is the energy molecule, then you can't lift as much any longer. And if you can't lift as much any longer, it seems like the body doesn't let you grow optimal.
That's interesting.
Wow.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I really would like to start to synopsize and summarize and distill down maybe some sort of an approach that the average person out there can apply based on the information that you learned from your study. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin, all the way from Sweden. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout. One, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
It's your boy DJ Grant. Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin. We're actually going to start to extrapolate from a lot of the data and see if we can't come up with some precise formulary. It sounds to me like the real value of all of this is the nutritional side of it. And this just goes to show, it's, you know, you could go to the gym and train like an animal for an hour, 2 hours a day. But if you're not doing the right thing outside the gym, don't expect to see any strength or muscle gains. Wouldn't you agree with that, Patrick?
Yes, definitely. The nutritional factors are obviously very important.
Well, Patrick, wait. What's your shirt say, Patrick? I'm a biochemist. What does it say? Your shirt, the shirt that you're wearing right now. I can see you on video.
Yeah. Yes, I am a biochemist. To save some time, let's assume I'm always right. I got it from my wife.
Let's assume I'm always right. That's good. Okay, you had a question, Alex.
Yeah. I think another really cool thing to keep in mind about this is when you were looking at the training, you were only talking about 3, 4, and 5 sets. And so I think that really speaks volumes to how little weightlifting activity people actually need to get a maximal benefit. You know, a lot of people spend a really long time in the gym just hammering their muscles. And as long as you have some smart programming, you really don't need to be in there that long.
Yes, I can definitely agree to that. And it was almost to my surprise that once it comes to training, you don't need that much training to grow. And once it comes to nutrition, you really need your protein. That is number one. If you don't have enough protein, the body will prioritize other things.
So we've had Brad Schoenfeld on the show numerous times, and one of the interviews he came on, he said that, I want to say the magic number was 1.6 grams per pound of body weight, which is about 3 grams per kilo. Would you agree with that assessment for total protein consumption? And he said it's more important not on a daily basis, but to be consistent over the course of a week with that kind of thing. What do you think about that?
Well, we actually didn't see any beneficial over 2.0 grams per kilo body weight. So that is what we could see in the studies we included in this study.
So 1 gram per pound is still magic. Yeah,
I think that's a good standard. But do you think part of the reason you've had null findings was just the lack of research above that amount? Because I know Dr. Jose Antonio has done 3 studies now showing that eating as much as 4 to 6 times the level of the RDA can confer additional benefits, not necessarily through more muscle, but through the simultaneous reduction of fat mass. And that's what a lot of people are looking for, is that change in body composition.
Yeah, if you include fat mass, it becomes different because protein is said to be thermogenic. It's not all the energy in protein can be used by the body. So there's much more heat in protein than there is actual energy that can be used by the body. So obviously, if you eat a lot of protein, you can't eat a lot of other things. So that would make sense. We did have studies up to 3.7 grams of protein per kilo of body weight, but they didn't do anything better. What could happen, though, because I also worked in the supplement industry and heard a lot of people saying that they benefit from more protein, and when they cut back, they see it as a negative. Before these studies, almost everyone had people to kind of clean out, don't eat much protein, don't do anything for a week or two. So if you are on a high level of protein, let's say 4 grams per kilo body weight a day, and then you cut back to 2, which will be the optimal, initially you might experience some negative of that because you have been overwhelming your body with protein. And what happens then is that the body upregulates the enzymes that converts proteins to carbohydrates or that burns them right away through the ketogenic pathways. So when you have upregulated these enzymes, all they do is to chop protein and make it carbs or burn it. Then when you cut down, it will take the body a few days or even a few weeks to downregulate these enzymes so they don't keep burning up your protein for other things.
Wow.
Okay, so what other things were very, very surprising to you when you started to look at this research? I understand that the phenomenon that what happened outside the gym seemed to be more important than what happened inside the gym. Were there any other things that made you go, wow, I didn't expect that?
Yes, there were a few, and one of them was indirectly related to what you're talking about, to one way to increase your protein intake is to add something, because we know today that in particular leucine stimulate protein synthesis. So in some studies, instead of going up to high levels of protein, they stayed at 2 grams per day. But then they spiked the supplement with more leucine, so they doubled or tripled the amount of leucine. So instead of laying at 3 grams post-workout, they were at 6, 7, 8, 9 grams post-workout. And that not only didn't have any beneficial effect, it actually inhibited muscle growth significantly.
Really?
Yes. And if you look at these studies, it's very surprising. Well, I thought it was surprising first, but when I looked into the biochemistry of it, it is not so surprising because they almost didn't have any results at all. They were like the placebo group that got carbohydrates. They didn't gain anything almost in 10 weeks period. And the reason for this probably is that there are about 10 amino acids that are essential. The body needs 20 to build muscle. And a lot of amino acids use the same gates to get into the cell. And leucine uses the same gate as some other essential amino acids. One of them is tryptophan. So it's very well known that if you increase leucine, you will suppress tryptophan. And this is known from research on brain function, because then you deplete serotonin, which is not so good.
Yeah. One of our friends, Del Musa, who runs a blog called Supversity, has written extensively about how leucine competes with tryptophan in the brain.
Exactly.
And BCAA supplementations associated with depression.
But see,
but at the same time,
it was a strategy. When I first got into this, it was a strategy to take a BCAA pre-workout, because leucine would block the brain's uptake of serotonin, and serotonin stimulates fatigue. So the thought was, if you took a BCAA, it would allow you to train longer, and research had shown that.
But that was before training. See, we're talking about supplementation after training.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that also. And I also think that kind of research that showed beneficial effect, because there are plenty of research that didn't show beneficial effect, but I think the ones that did show it was more for endurance. It was bicycling and things like that. But anyway, when they took it post-workout and only did strength training, nothing else, it really had a negative effect. And the reason most likely is that you block tryptophan from entering the muscle cell. And tryptophan is not only needed in the brain for serotonin production, it's also needed in the muscle cell for building protein. And you need all 20 amino acids to build protein. If just one of them is missing, everything stops. It can't continue to build muscle.
So what is your personal opinion from all of your years in the supplement industry of the use of free-form amino acids, either pre, post, in and around, or just throughout the day? A lot of people say, well, I'm fasting, so I'm going to take BCAAs or EAAs. What are your thoughts on using these free-form amino acids when they're not part of a whole protein?
I think you definitely should take a whole protein. It's kind of tricky to play with the individual amino acids. I mean, I know when I started in the 90s, I was reading a book by Dr. Michael Colgan called Optimum Sports Nutrition. And he suggested that you should take BCA after training, and then you should take tryptophan to prevent to get depression and so on. It can probably be done, but you need a lab and you need a quite long education to be able to pull it off. So for most people, I say stick to whole protein food, and if you supplement, you do that with whole protein, dairy-based protein.
Do we really need protein supplements, Patrick? You know, Ronnie Coleman, who was an 8-time Mr. Olympia and probably the strongest bodybuilder we will ever see in our time, and unfortunately is crippled now because of what he put his body through, never used protein and carbohydrate drinks post-workout. He went for chicken and rice and things like that. And in fact, I sat in on 1 year when he won the Olympia. He had a talk afterwards, someone asked him what protein powder, and does he use creatine and dextrose? And he said, no, he didn't know anything about it. And the guy said, oh yeah, it's all, you know, the anabolic window. And he laughed and he goes, yeah, I'll have to look into that. And the guy ate nothing but whole beef, chicken, you know, everything. And look at the muscle he put on. Now, obviously genetics plays a role, but do we really even need these protein supplements, Patrick?
Obviously not. People has been very strong for a long time, back in time, before we had any supplements and before we had any steroids also, for that matter. If you look at, 100 years ago, Eugene Sander, one of these people, if you look at their strength in relation to the body weight, they were stronger than 99.9% of all the people you find in the gym today. With that said, though, if you want to speed up the process, it really seems like supplements can do that if you take them post-workout. There's very few studies that compare how about eating, you know, chicken breast compared to whey protein powder. There's very, very few studies that look at that for some reason. But there are studies that look at training without supplements, and there are studies looking at training with supplements.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin. Very, very interesting. If nothing else comes away from this interview, it's get your nutrition right if you want to start really maximizing gains. And that has to happen consistently, not for a day or two, weeks and months. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Dahlin, dialing in what is going to get you the greatest gains the fastest. And let's face it, that's what it's all about. Only an idiot wants to go into the gym and crush himself every single workout. All the idiots raise their hands. I'm raising my hand. But the rest of us really need to learn that training smart and doing the things that are going to get us the most bang for the buck is really where the magic is. And the things that Patrick is talking about will help you get there. So let's talk a little bit about the training again for a moment. Did frequency play any role? Some people train legs twice a week, some people once a week. Did that play any role?
Not much. It seems that the number of repetitions or the number of sets you do per week is more important. So if you, for example, do 5 sets, which will be a little bit more than once a week, or if you do it twice a week and then do 3 every time, then it's 6 sets, so it's a little bit more. But it seems like the number of sets per week is more important. It doesn't matter so much how you divide them. Obviously, you can't do too many in one workout because you get tired and can't continue to train with a high intensity. If you look at repetitions, which reflects the weights you're using, then there is a more clear influence here. You should ideally be between 4 and 8 repetitions. You shouldn't be able to lift more. If you can lift more, your strength gain will come a little bit slower.
So those who promote the notion that sarcoplasmic changes can help with hypertrophy, not necessarily strength, they espouse the higher rep ranges. You think that there's any truth to that? I mean, we're talking about strength gain. Strength and hypertrophy, they are mutually exclusive, correct?
Yeah, so there is some correlation between them. If your muscle is big, you will be stronger. But the correlation is not very tight, so there is great variation also. You can have 2 people with equal muscle size, but one can be a lot stronger than the other person. And it's true, we did build a model for hypertrophy as well simultaneously. So some factors are true for both strength and hypertrophy, but some factors are different between them. And repetitions is one of them. If you go in high repetition, yes, that is better for your hypertrophy. The same with carbohydrates. Carbohydrates helps the hypertrophy, but has a slight inhibition on strength gains, for example.
That's interesting. So you should, if you are someone who's training in the higher rep ranges, you should make sure you're getting plenty of carbs and abandon any desire to make strength gains. Just focus on making remodeling of the muscle gains and hypertrophy gains.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
That sounds like a good strategy there. You have any questions, Alex?
No. I'm just trying to learn.
And as far as progressions go, right? So we talk about progressive resistance training. If you're not making progress, you're not increasing the weight on the bar. And at the end of the day, Patrick, isn't that really the only thing that matters? If you are increasing the weight for the same number of reps, you've gotten stronger, right?
Yes, indeed true. In these studies, there were 2 types of progression. One that is often referred to as linear progression. And that, for instance, means that if you're going to train on 8 reps or 12, it doesn't matter, you keep these reps during the entire study. So if you do 8 reps and then you get stronger, so you can do 8 reps on a heavier load, then you increase the weight. So that's linear progression. You progress as soon as you can continue to lift your 8 repetition, if that is what you're using. Then there's something called the progressive progression shame. And in that shame, and this turned out to be more effective. In that shame, they started with 8 repetitions, whatever load you can do on 8, And then slowly increase the weight somewhat faster than you could do repetition. So that means the first week you could do 8 repetitions. The second week, you increase the weight, you only could do 7. And then the next week you increased it, you only could do 6 and so on. So you increase the weight somewhat faster than you can keep up with the reps. And that kind of very aggressive progressive shame, which obviously you can only do until you come down to 1 repetition, that makes your muscle grow stronger faster than the traditional progressive approach.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. Wouldn't that just be the same as kind of doing a more undulating periodization scheme where you alternate your exercise days between working a muscle group in a higher and lower repetition ranges?
Yes, it's not totally clear if that will have the same effect or not. There weren't too many studies on variation on the shame, but there were quite many studies following this progressive overload. It has a special name which I can't remember, because all the studies came from the same university, so they found this shame to be very effective. So they use that every time they do a study.
So, what do you hope the people who are listening to this take away from your research? Give me a summary statement of what you hope people take away from this.
Yeah, I think once it comes to training volume, start low, and as long as you increase, keep it that way, and not until you stop increase, consider to add some more sets or do something else, add the frequency or so. The same with supplements. You can start without supplements, and when you need something, start with a whole protein supplement post-workout, because that gives you the most effect. And then later on you can try creatine, and there are plenty of more supplements to try also. But if you go all in right away with 5 sets, all supplements you can find, after a few months your gains will start to take off, and then you have nothing more to add on top of that. So if you want to progress, so not only for months but also for years, you need to be able to add more things all the way, and eventually, of course, you will have added everything you can think of, and then you have to back off and start all over again.
This has been a wonderful discussion.
It really has.
Yeah, very, 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 very important details. And you know what? Simple. You've actually simplified things. You know, people try to make things a little too complicated, and this is a very, very simple strategy for making gains.
Yes, they certainly do. When I worked in the supplement industry, people asked all kinds of questions. They had 8 supplements. They wanted to combine it with this and that protocol. And it was like, okay, I'm selling this stuff, but, you know, you don't need all 8 at the same time.
Interesting. Patrick, thanks so much for making time to be on the show today.
Thank you for letting me have time on your end.
Well, and we'll have you back on. I know you and Elisa are communicating about some other future topics, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Dr. Craig Banks is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about where or where is Kinetic Cream. Stay tuned.
Professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common. They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So every now and then I get an email from somebody. Hey, do we have a coupon code for Kinetic Cream? Is Kinetic Cream still out there? And I'm talking about people from all around the world. I know Amit Ram, who lives in Israel, believes in Kinetic Cream. In fact, he not only buys it for himself, he buys it for his family and everybody else. So to answer the question on what's going on with Kinetic Cream, we have its formulator and founder, Dr. Craig Banks, on the phone. How you doing, Craig?
Good, Carl. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. So Kinetic Cream is still out there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've been a little quiet. There's been a little bit of, I don't want to say an upheaval, but as you may know, we had partnered up with Phil Heath, and we were also doing our distribution of Kinetic Cream through the Gifted Nutrition line. And Phil has now since parted ways with Gifted Nutrition, and that changed a couple things with our arrangement, because our agreement is with Phil, not with Gifted Nutrition. So we've been a little bit lying low in the fitness world. In the chiropractic and healthcare world, we're still very strong. We have a very good presence. We have tons of chiropractors, both here and abroad, along with physical therapists. We have some hospitals even now that are carrying us. We still have quite a few people in the healthcare field, but we've been just a little bit quieter in the fitness realm because we were trying to direct most of our fitness traffic through Gifted Nutrition.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of what's been changed.
But the website, Phoenix Kinetic Cream, has still been out there, right?
Still works. Yep. Kineticcream.com or PhoenixBioperformance.com.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Take you to the same place.
So anything change in the formulation? You know, I still use it. I still use Kinetic Cream when I have a sore joint or sore muscles. I've got a thing going on with my left foot right now. I've got a neuroma, which is an aggravation of some nerves in the metacarpal area. And I rub it on at night. I mean, and just a little tiny bit goes a long, long way. Holy mackerel.
Right. And, you know, somewhat to my detriment, I guess, we sometimes don't sell as many bottles because one bottle lasts three, 4 months. You know?
I know, easily. But has anything changed about the formulation?
I have not changed anything in the formulation. I have been experimenting with a couple new things that we may be adding. Right now, lidocaine seems to be all the rage with all of the other products that are out there. And I'll be quite honest, I don't love lidocaine in a pain formulation. Number one, you have to pull down the menthol, even the natural menthol. You have to pull it down due to some FDA regulations. So you don't get that cooling sensation. And as you and I have talked for years, the cooling sensation is not the be-all, end-all.
No, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. Yeah, it's a distraction. That's all it is.
Exactly. However, sorry, capacity. So you have to drop that all the way down to 1% if you're going to add lidocaine.
Why is that? Are they afraid that the menthol is going to permeate the skin or something? Why would you have to drop it down if you're adding lidocaine? Oh, wait a minute. Because you can't feel anything with the lidocaine, right?
I think that's probably the issue. I've really not gotten a very clear answer from the FDA.
I'm gonna make a supposition. So, menthol can irritate some people with sensitive skin.
True.
Lidocaine would disable their body's ability to know that the menthol is irritating them. That's my guess.
You're probably right in that, and I had kind of figured something of the same idea, but to make you pull the menthol all the way down to 1% to have lidocaine in any capacity, it's a little bit of a stringent regulation, but you know what, that's okay, because like I said, I've tried the Lidoderm patches, and you know, I've even tried some of the other competitors that are out there that have the lidocaine, and I'm not overly thrilled with it. To me, it's a very surface numbing thing.
Right.
If I had a sunburn, maybe that'd be great. But if I have a joint ache or a muscle ache or spinal pain, that doesn't really touch it.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. So what, now you've been to a lot of events. You have lots of sponsored athletes. I know Phil Heath obviously is still affiliated with you, right?
Correct. Yep.
Any other big athletes affiliated with you now?
Mike O'Hearn has actually kind of come on board with us. He started using the product and loves it. You know, Mike O'Hearn's been around this industry for quite some time, so he has friends left and right, and he'll always shoot me over a text and say, hey, I need you to send me out another couple bottles. I've got this celebrity or that celebrity trying it. So officially, you know, I can't really say anybody officially, but we have a lot of people that use this stuff. You know, Mike, again, on a non-official capacity, and I don't think he'd mind if I said it.
No, Mike's a friend of the show. Mike's a big friend of the show. He's been on the show. He's a great guy. I love Mike.
Oh, Mike gives me permission to say whatever, but, you know, I was just down in Tampa with Dave Bautista, and he loves it. He and his wife use it all the time. I mean, I'm not saying that's an official endorsement or anything. But we've been friends for 11 years, so I don't think he's going to be mad at me for saying that.
What about Rob Terry? Is he still affiliated with you?
Rob is. Yeah, Rob is. He's still doing some independent wrestling. He has his own supplement line out as well. And he's been doing so much of his own supplement line and his personal training. So he's been very busy. In fact, I was down in Tampa, you know, 10, 15 minutes away from him, and we weren't even able to get together, unfortunately. But still just one of the nicest guys you ever meet, and he uses it on a regular basis. And, you know, I just send him out a couple bottles whenever he or his wife Sarah need. His wife Sarah is a, you know, international model, and at this point she's just getting more and more and more work, so she's even in some new commercials coming out too, so they've just been busy.
So for those who don't know what Kinetic Cream is, why don't we go ahead and give them the elevator spiel. What is Kinetic Cream?
So Kinetic Cream is an alternative to most topical creams. Essentially, my background as a chiropractor tells me that it's not just about what types of pain I can cover up, but what else I can do for the tissues and structures underneath. So most of the products out there are simply analgesics that give your brain something else to think about and distract you from feeling the pain. Kinetic Cream has over 20 different ingredients that are going to help minimize inflammation. So it's not such a distractor as much as it is actually helping the tissue underneath.
And it's a very expensive product to produce because it has not just 20 ingredients, but 20 ingredients that lots of products out there have just one, and that's their angle for working. And Craig has put all 20 of those into one product. Just, you know, give me a top line of some of the ingredients that are in Kinetic Cream, that a lot of other products, like for instance, emu oil. There are companies out there that just sell emu oil. Oh, this is great for pain. You have emu oil in your product, right? I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I know you're on a cell phone, so I don't know. We didn't hear what you said.
We have emu oil. We have arnica. We have glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM. It's just absolutely loaded. I mean, I try to put anything that I could possibly put in there that was going to be helpful and still get across the skin barriers. That's what I wanted to put in.
Yeah, and like I said, so you'll go out and go to the store and you'll buy this product or that product, and it's got this one thing as its cornerstone active ingredient, and Kinetic Cream has all of those things in it, and they work synergistically. They've all been proven efficacy, and that's why they're popular. It's all in Kinetic Cream, all of it. It's great.
Right. Right, and it is. There's not been anything that I've seen out there that has come close. I've seen a couple of things that I've tried, and they have maybe multiple things, and maybe their carrier system isn't actually even going to let all of them through, but they may have a couple more ingredients in there. And what I'm seeing is, when I feel that my products might be a little bit more expensive to produce or expensive to even buy, I'm seeing these places that have even close to what we have, they're selling for $20 or $25 for a 2-ounce bottle, and we're at a 4-ounce bottle.
And it lasts forever. The viscosity of this product is so high that you literally put a pea-size drop in your hand, and you can cover your entire lower leg with that. It's just amazing, this stuff. I mean, and the smell is so wonderful. You know, nobody wants to use these creams because they don't want to smell like Grandpa Bob because, you know, this stuff smells so good. It's got a citrusy slash menthol scent to it. It's so good. I mean, I used to actually put a little bit on my upper lip before I'd go to sleep because I loved the smell so much, and it opened up my nostrils.
I probably shouldn't say this because I don't want people to think I'm being mean, but, you know, I work on quite a few patients in my office, and I'm in close quarters with them, so sometimes people smell really wonderful, and sometimes people don't smell so wonderful.
Right.
So I always have my bottle of Kinetic Cream right next to the table, my adjusting table, and I will, in the case of somebody not smelling so fantastic, I actually put a little bit under my nose just to sort of distract my own senses.
Right. It's great. It's great, great, great stuff. Do you have any coupon codes right now or anything?
We still have the SHR Radio coupon code out there. It's 20% off. So for your listeners, and I believe we've even got that as set as free shipping. So that coupon code's not going to be going away at all.
It's SHR Radio, all one word?
SHRADIO.
Okay. So SH Radio. SH Radio will save you 20% in free shipping. Really, if you train, you have to have a bottle of this in your training bag. I'm telling you. I know so many athletes that use it. I use it. Elisa uses it. We even used it on her nephew who pulled a muscle when he was hanging out with us one day, and we rubbed it on his leg when he went to sleep, and the next morning he woke up and the pain was gone. So it's really a great product. It's really a great product. It's worthy of you spending the money. And I'll tell you, it will last you so flipping long if you don't use it regularly. It will last you a long, long time.
You know, I'm sure you guys have, your listeners are so loyal. Some of you guys will remember back when we had it listed as a Kodiak Chiropractic Cream, my first product. And it's funny, I'm in the process of moving, which is why I have to be on a cell phone right now. I had to let the guy come in and turn the gas on in the new house. And I still found some of the bottles of my product that I had 5 years ago, you know.
Right.
And it's similar. It just, the stuff lasts, and I'll misplace a bottle and then, you know, pull it out. And, you know, we have to give a shelf life to these things, and we have to say it's 3 years. But I'm not going to lie. I can still pull out the old stuff and put it on.
Yeah. Yeah, the chemical, the stuff inside the bottle doesn't know how old it is. So the website is Kinetic Cream, KENITICREAM.com. Use the coupon code SHRADIO. Save 20% off of free shipping. And look, I have a lot of people always asking me, is Kinetic Cream still around? There's a reason for that. They ran out. It works so great. They want more. So check it out yourself if you never tried it. Hey, Craig, thanks for being on today, brother.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Alex Leaf trained with me again today. We're going to talk about my training. Alex is training me. He's doing my nutrition now. I'm going to be a new man very soon. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Angel Hello.
That girl is poison. You don't remember this song. You're too young. You don't. Do you know who Belle Biv DeVoe is?
No, I don't.
You know who the Beastie Boys are?
I do.
Okay. Intergalactic. All right, so Alex has been training me. We had a leg day the other day we talked about already. So today was upper body push-pull movements. Again, he's observed what I'm doing wrong. I got to tell you, I probably needed a lot of help for a long time. But I, like many of us in the audience, thought I know so much about training. I can do this myself. I don't need anybody. Lo and behold, talk about my upper body training today.
Okay, so today for the upper body, similar to lower body, we started out with a basic warm-up that revolved around abdominal exercises. Again, I like doing the abdominal work first because it not only serves as a good warm-up, but then you get it out of the way. And so you don't have an excuse to not do it at the end of your training session if you run out of time or you're too tired. So we first started out with some linear flexion work. And for this, we did variations of leg raises and crunches.
But I wouldn't call them a crunch. I didn't really crunch. You just had me activate the upper part of my abdominal area. And it was so intense that I was barely able to get 6 or 7 reps out.
Yeah, so if you can visualize yourself lying on the floor completely supine on your back and then only raise up one leg and set that leg on the ground so your knee is bent kind of 90 degrees. And this is a variation off what is called the McGill curl up by Stuart McGill. And normally he would have you put your hands underneath the arch in your low back so that you don't compromise that spinal neutrality. Instead, I have you put your knee, just one of your legs up, 90 degrees bent at the knee while the other remains flat out.
Which forces the lower back to stay arched, basically.
Well, and then I have you rotate your pelvis.
Right.
So that you remove entirely that lower arch. But now your lower abdominal muscles are locked in place because they're busy contracting that pelvis and keeping your lower back flat on the ground. And now what I would have you do is act like you're trying to reach up towards the ceiling. So you're not reaching towards your legs. You're reaching straight up towards the ceiling. It's a very small movement, but only the upper part of your abdominal muscles are going to be contracting to do that and lift your torso up.
It hurt. I mean, the lactate built up very, very quickly. And by the 6th to 7th rep, I told Alex, that's all I've got. I can't do any more than this. And I can get on that crunch machine and pin halfway down the stack and bust out crunches all day long. This was totally different.
Yeah. And so I am a fan of doing linear flexion work. I know there are individuals out there who don't believe that doing things like crunches and sit-ups is beneficial. I respectfully disagree with them, and I believe that if you do want to achieve optimal muscle growth across your body, you are going to need to target your abdominal muscles with the same type of resistance training that you would your bicep or your pectoral.
Okay. So then after we did the warm-up, we then went on to pressing movement, right?
Yeah.
Well, antagonistic press and pull movement, right?
Yeah. So today's upper body put the emphasis where you're going to be using heavy weights on vertical movement patterns. So on the follow-up upper body day, we'll put that strength emphasis on horizontal movements. But today was vertical. So we wanted to work with variations of the shoulder press and the pull-up. Now, it's very important to understand that when you're looking at exercise selection, it's all about working with the individual. You know, when we first were figuring out, okay, what do you want to do these movement patterns, we decided on just sticking with a machine lat pull down and a machine shoulder press because Carl has some tricep issues, as you know, and some shoulder impingement stuff going on that makes it difficult for him to fully extend his shoulder as would be required in a complete pull-up and to get a full range of motion on, say, a barbell overhead press. And so it's really important to respect the individuality of each person and to find what works for them, because the last thing you want is to put someone in a position where they might injure themselves.
So we supersetted a seated overhead press with a pull down, and we varied the grip on the pull. We varied the grip on the pull down. I did one set of wide, one set slightly narrowed, one set with my hands in the underhand grip, where my biceps were doing some of the work, and then the last set we did again narrow.
Yeah, and that was more so just to let him get a feel for the different grip widths. I do think it can be beneficial if you're sticking with that as a main movement to between mesocycles or whenever you're making modifications to your routine, just change the grip width, and it can give you a new type of stimuli and keep you from getting bored.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be very beneficial to do it within each workout because it would make it more difficult to track progress with strength and repetitions mm-hmm. because, for example, you would be stronger with an underhand grip than you would with an overhand.
And that we did within what rep range did we do that?
6 to 8 repetitions for 4 sets each.
Right, because that was the strength movement.
Yes.
Then we moved from there to...
We did a decline hammer press.
Right.
And a T-bar row.
Right.
And for those, we were just looking for a horizontal push and pull movement to complement the vertical ones we just did. Except we were doing 3 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions. So it's more metabolic stimulus and less strength-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just to give those muscles some work. We used the decline hammer press for the simple reason that the regular one wasn't available at the time.
Right.
But ultimately, it doesn't matter. There is some evidence that going at decline puts more of the weight on your chest and less on the front shoulder.
Right.
Which is why I do prefer the neutral or the regular one, just because it gives a more evened out stimuli. But, you know, ultimately it doesn't really matter. Just pick what you enjoy.
So my left tricep started to cramp when I started getting into the 10 reps and above. So I had to keep it at 10 reps because this is the tricep that was just reattached on June 1st. And so I did those, and we did the T-bar rows with that. And then where'd we go from there?
And then from there, we only had one exercise left. It was a simple machine lateral raise to complement the heavy vertical pushing we were doing. You know, when you're doing overhead press, the emphasis is really on the front shoulder, a little bit on the upper pec, and then a little bit on the middle shoulder. And now we just kind of want to finish off that middle shoulder region.
So Alex stood behind me while we started to do these, and he said to me, "Stop." I said, "What's the matter?" He goes, "You're using your traps to move the entire weight." So I suggested that I lighten up, which I did. I went down to 10 pounds. And I then followed your advice and did them unilaterally so that the traps would not be prone to firing if you're using one arm instead of two, and isolated just the shoulder. And after the 6th or 7th rep, all of a sudden my traps started to do the work again. So we just stopped at 6 and 7 reps. As soon as my traps started to rise and swell, Alex would say, "Stop." So we kept the emphasis on my shoulders.
Yeah. I think that's another key thing to keep in mind with lateral raises. And I see this with people in the gym all the time, is the lateral raise can target both the middle shoulder as well as the upper traps, depending on how you do the movement. If your goal is to target the middle shoulder, then you really want to emphasize retracting your scapula and keeping it held down and just lifting through the elbow, I like to tell people. So imagine the weight is sitting at the end of your elbow, and that's what you need to raise. And you'll know if your traps are firing because you're going to start shrugging, and your neck might even crack because the muscles contract around it. And that's not what you want if your goal is to work the shoulder. On the other hand, if your goal is to get a big yoke like some of the football players, then by all means, you know, pick up heavy weight and basically just shrug it up. It's not that one method is better than the other. It's that they have different outcomes, and
right.
It just depends on what your goal is.
So for me, I'm going to continue with lighter weight in the lateral raises. The other problem I have is clearly, some scapula issues. This is probably at the root of my shoulder problems, where they stick at a certain point in like an overhead press. And the scapula is responsible for holding the shoulder girdle down while you raise your delt, while you activate your delt. So this is why my traps are working so hard. So we have to start working on ways to strengthen my scapula.
Yeah.
Or scapulas. I guess, is it plural or singular?
I have no idea.
But that was today's workout. It was great. And I even did 15 minutes of cardio, and I was done in 59 minutes for the whole session. Usually I train for an hour just at the weight side of it and continue to go heavier and heavier and heavier, sacrificing form, destroying my central nervous system's ability to recover fast, and walk out of the gym feeling like I got mashed. Instead, I walked out of the gym like I walked in. I felt just as good.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important to remember that interview earlier today. You know, when it comes to training, less is more. Less can get a lot done, and then you should focus more in on getting your diet and nutrition in place. And then the only time you should increase the amount of training that you're doing is when everything else stops working, assuming that your diet is already toned in.
Right. So there you go. Now, Elisa will be training with Alex later this afternoon. I'm sure we'll catch up with her on Casual Friday and get her assessment and Alex's assessment of what's going on with her. Just want to go ahead and thank Dr. Jeff Galini. Go to superhumanradio.com, click Ask the Scientist if you want to try a free sample of Crealkaline. Ladies in the audience and men, just make sure you include your address. Otherwise, they have no place to send it. And then thanks to Patrick Dolan for coming on. And talking about some fascinating information about nutrition and training styles. Fantastic stuff. And then Dr. Craig Banks, go to Kineticream, KENITICREAM.com. Use the coupon code SHRADIO, 20% off of free shipping. Really the best topical pain reliever I've ever used and still use today. So check it out. And we'll see about it tomorrow. Oh, no, we're off the air tomorrow.
Yep.
We're going sightseeing tomorrow. We're taking Alex out into the wilderness, into the country of Kentucky tomorrow. So we'll be off the air, but we'll be back for Casual Friday. Tune in then. Thank you for listening today.